Joyous occasion, my friends. Joyous. This is Jay Wrecker rant while driving to work today. I'm not driving to work. I'm on paternity leave. Oh, that's right. Or vacation. I'll get into that. I'm watching my 3-year-old boy play in the dirt with his monster trucks. Wife is in bed with a newborn baby. We have a new addition to the household. A nice, beautiful 8 pounds, 0 ounces, 20 inches long. Sounds like a prize fighter when you do these things, right? Just means that she's healthy. For those of you who do not have children, that's why people ask you, well, how much does she weigh? How big is she? How long is she? Because if they're too small, then you know, oh, I won't have to say anything more. It's a premature, or there's something, problems, whatever. Perfectly healthy. One of the ears needs to get checked again. That's about it. Anyways, Ileana is her name. So little Illy is doing good. So I'm just telling you guys, there's a new addition here. And this pregnancy was a little difficult. As the first, this time was a home birth. Last time we're at the midwife's house or facility, birthing center. And this time we decided to do it at home. And Xavier, my boy, he was out. He was doing his thing with his grandma. So that was good. And there's just us, and my leg got in the way of my wife Renee when she was pushing, and she grabbed it and felt like she split my calf muscles in half. It was my fault. I had the bad spot. My problem. It was my fault, not hers. And so yeah, just taking care of everybody, and that means mainly watching him, so she can rest and a couple sleepless nights, and that's fine. That's okay. It's kind of the part of the territory. Maybe we'll see. I'm doing a lot of things with him more than I usually do because I'm at work. So this is great. We're going to do a lot of stuff and see him get into lots of trouble. As toddlers usually do. Big monster truck fan right now, though. Oh, my goodness. Just loves him. But on vacation, or as I like to call paternity leave, because because in America there is no paternity leave, and very little maternity leave. Maternity for females, for mamas, paternities for papas, for dads. So I'm taking my 2 weeks for this right now to hang out. Some people aren't that lucky, so I'm very fortunate to have the time available to take time off with the family. Did you know, in some Nordic countries, paternity leave is a year paid? Yeah, for dads. It's crazy. It's really important for dads to be there. Mine wasn't. So I'm really special that I can be here for them. But it stinks, right? I mean, even federal law says moms can have 3 months off and they can come back to work. However, the same job doesn't have to be there for them. It just has to be a job. How crazy is that? We'll keep the lights on for you, but not quite sure if you have the same desk, you have to move things around, you'll be there. I hope the same pay is there for them at least. If not, that'd be bad. But yeah, man, America has some bad laws about this kind of thing. Now he's turning on the hose. So whoever taught him that? Probably me. If you're interested about midwifery, it's awesome. Yeah. So my wife went, no medication, no epidurals, no painkillers, all natural, for both pregnancies, and champion among champions. It can be done. Women have done it for thousands of years beforehand. If something would have happened, we would have went into the, right to the hospital. If there would have been complications with heart rates, with the baby, with her, with blood pressure, anything like those things that they do, then boom, we would have gone, no problem. There's a time and place for that. But not in our household. That should be it, though. That should be it. We're going to be two and done. Boy and a girl. And yeah. So what else was I going to say? Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, it's not that bad of a deal. It was excruciating this time around for her. It was quicker than the first one, but she pushed longer. So every pregnancy is a little different, right? So she's in a little bit more pain this time. I guess that's supposed to be common. But yeah, so I'm just trying to be a good dad and just gotta make sure everyone has food and is bathed and has water and chocolate milk and play with toys. And, oh yeah, it's exhausting. It's more exhausting doing this all day long than actually going to work. Going through meetings and yelling at people and get your deadlines done and having your boss and your third boss and your fifth boss tell you to get your project. And this is much more hard. This is harder.
We're tired right now. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, it was rude of me. Yeah, because I'm exhausted. Yeah, lack of sleep. Always up, running around, doing things. Man, stay-at-home moms get paid. We need to have some sort of government assistance on that guy. Spoiler, guys. I just listened to the newest Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History. And I'm going to be hard-pressed to disagree with him on this one. This is a near and dear one to me. I'll probably record that one today, tomorrow, and kind of get that out for you guys. Yeah. So, everyone's healthy and happy. Thank you guys so much. Remember, rate and review my podcast here. 5 stars on iTunes. You can catch me on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, and I'm working on Spotify and iHeartRadio right now as we speak. So, yeah, pretty much soon I'll be wherever podcasts are here or heard. RantWile, at RantWile on Twitter, RantWile on at Gmail. I apologize. These things will be in the show notes, guys. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day. See you guys.